Sunday, June 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We saw more historic terror attacks on London Bridge last night. And with the poor Brits being chased into local bars and being hacked up with large knives until police killed them, the classic case of the disarmed slaves. Here is the Prime Minister responding to this.
Shortly before 10 past 10 yesterday evening, the Metropolitan Police received reports that a white van had struck pedestrians on London Bridge. It continued to drive from London Bridge to Borough Market, where three terrorists left the van and attacked innocent and unarmed civilians with blades and knives. All three were wearing what appeared to be explosive vests, but the police have established that this clothing was fake and worn only to spread panic and fear. As so often in such serious situations, the police responded with great courage and great speed. Armed officers from the Metropolitan Police and the City of London Police arrived at Borough Market within moments and shot and killed the three suspects. The terrorists were confronted and shot by armed officers within 8 minutes of the police receiving the first emergency call. Seven people have died as a result of the attack, in addition to the three suspects shot dead by the police. 48 people are being treated in several hospitals across London. Many have life-threatening conditions. This is, as we all know, the third terrorist attack Britain has experienced in the last 3 months.
Islamic attack.
In March, a similar attack took place just around the corner on Westminster Bridge.
And they're only going to intensify.
2 weeks ago, the Manchester Arena was attacked by a suicide bomber. And now London has been struck once more. And at the same time, the security and intelligence agencies and police have disrupted five credible plots since the Westminster attack in March.
That's why they had to put troops on the streets.
In terms of their planning and execution, the recent attacks are not connected. But we believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism.
ISIS has announced
that. And perpetrators are inspired to attack, not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training,
but through the internet,
and not even as lone attackers radicalized online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack. We cannot and must not pretend that things can continue as they are. While the recent attacks are not connected by common networks, they are connected in one important sense. They are bound together by the single evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism.
That's right. Call it what it is. Islamic.
It is an ideology that claims our Western values of freedom, democracy, and human rights are incompatible with the religion of Islam. It is an ideology that is a perversion of
Islam
and a perversion of the truth. Defeating this ideology is one of the great challenges of our time, but it cannot be defeated through military intervention alone. It will not be defeated through the maintenance of a permanent defensive counter-terrorism operation, however skillful its leaders
are. It's got to be done by not bringing third world Muslims in.
It will only be defeated when we turn people's minds away from this violence and make them understand that our values, pluralistic British values,
they don't want
are
that
superior
value
to anything.
They want to take you over.
Preachers and supporters,
it's cancer
of hate.
All right, that's enough.
There is, to be frank.
We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and walk through all this. Most folks understand what's happening here. Some of my listeners, and I see that on Infowars.com, are saying, Alex, you know, you're the guy that popularized the term false flag or inside job. This is all staged. The staging is Soros and the globalists bringing in 5 million military-age men the last 6 years into Europe. The staging is knowing they're getting trained in all this, and our government's backing the Arab Spring under Obama and others, and Hillary. So yes, it is staged. The terror attacks are real, but the globalists are what are protecting it.
on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Londonistan rampage. 8 minutes of horror. 7 dead, 45 injured. 3 attackers killed. Throats cut. ISIS warned days before general election. Run, hide, tell. Trump urged an end to political correctness. Prime Minister May slams internet companies for allowing terror ideology online. Calls for international regulations. Right there's the danger. You don't want to ship in 5 million military-age men. There's been about 6.5 million refugees the last 5 years into Europe and the UK. That's official Interpol numbers. 80% are estimated to be military-age men. They've got other polls out where 98% of the so-called teenagers are also men. So they're not children or teenagers coming in. Now, do you ban everybody's free speech and have a big internet police force internationally to stop Islamic terror? Or do you stop bringing people in from the failed state of Libya, the failed state of Syria, the failed state of Iraq, obviously, you stop bringing in the people that are doing the attacks. But let's go further. The EU, the United Nations, the different Soros funds that are openly funding the Arab Spring, that are openly funding and promoting all this jihadist garbage, they need to get in trouble for what they've done. And they need to stop financing the most radical forms of Islam to go around conquering the Middle East. It is a fact that there are a lot of America haters in this world. And it is a fact there are a lot of globalists that are trying to destroy the freedoms we have in the West and the middle class, and that they are allied with the most nasty, despicable, disgusting, murderous forms of Orthodox Wahhabi Islam. Now, you think about Europe. 5 million military-age men, many of them off the battlefields of the Middle East, who kill each other in their own towns and cities, one-upping each other on who's the most Islamic. You bring in these radicalized people that are constantly competing with each other for who can be more backward. Then you have the left that's so busy apologizing for him and who's been endorsing him so long, they will never say that they were in the wrong. So they'll never back off defending it. And I've got stacks of news articles here today. They're also up on Infowars.com, where you've got major newspapers and major publications saying, let's not be mean to Muslims. Let's back off. Let's not say this is an Islamic attack. Remember, Obama would never call terror Islamic terror or radical Islamic terror. And you see Kathy Griffin last week holding up the AKA ISIS severed head of Trump. And you've got Katy Perry pushing open borders, and you've got Ariana Grande pushing it. And then the Islamists go and attack the very people that have been supporting bringing them in. That's because in the whacked out Islamic ideology, it's not controlled by the globalist. It's just let in. The door's just opened. It hates liberals, gays, lesbians, rock and roll, pop music, women going around in miniskirts. They went and targeted a bunch of teenagers, dressed up in many cases provocatively, because that's what drives radical Orthodox Islam up a wall. They kill women that go out dressed like that in public. They rape women. And if the woman complains, she's charged with adultery. She's charged with the sex crime. That's a fact. Almost every Muslim nation is 99% Muslim or 100%. Unless you count guest workers, a lot of Hindus they bring in for guest work. Everybody brings in the Indians for work because they're hard-working, smart folks. 99% Muslim. Why is that? Because they're not tolerant. And Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all the rest of them know what to do. They export their 68% under the age of 30, their giant young male population. They say, you want living space? Go to Syria. Go to Egypt. Go take over the other Muslim countries. Or go into Turkey and go into Europe. Don't come here. Saudi Arabia has taken year-to-date during the refugee crisis that the UN helped engineer by destroying the Middle East, by bringing in the Arab Spring. and the Peter Sutherland of the UN program and all of them, George Soros, all openly announced, come to Europe, it's all free, come here. They create the crisis, they create the environment, they open the borders, and then they bring in 5 million men, military-age men, another million or so women and children. You watch the videos of thousands coming in, none of them are old men, none of them are old women, because they're being sent on the jihad. There's, what, 5 pillars of jihad? And you've also got to go to Mecca at least once in life for the Hajj. But bigger than the Hajj is when the jihad comes, the physical jihad, you go forth. And ISIS said 4 years ago, you can Google this, ISIS announces plans to use refugees to flood Europe. Type it in, you'll get Infowars.com and Zero Hedge First from 2014. 4 years ago, 5 years ago. You'll get, with their announcements, us writing about it. Then it was in the Daily Mail and the Associated Press a few years later. We did the flashback today. Flashback. U.S. may have let dozens of terrorists in the country's refugees. Yeah, that's nothing. Type in this exactly, and then put Infowars.com on the end of it and click web. Because you're clicking news, you're getting new stuff. If you're a radio listener, we're on TV too, I'm directing them. Type in, ISIS announces plan to use refugees to flood Europe. There it is. That's September 8, 2015. That's one of the older ones. Flashback, ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as psychological weapon. They go on to announce embedded within them are ISIS fighters. Now estimated 3,000 in England, 500 plots they have stopped or that are ongoing. That was last week. So, again, we're acting like this is a mystery. We said, you're bringing in people out of failed Syria, failed Libya, where our governments went, funded the revolutions to overthrow secular governments in Egypt as well, then put radicals in charge that blow up every church, murder every Christian, kill every Jew, every Shiite, every non-radical Muslim they can get their hands on. And I'm not saying all the Shiites some of them aren't radical, but I mean, they're nothing compared to the Wahhabis, because 80% of Islam is Sunni. And the whip, the guy keeping it in line, is the Wahhabis. That's the Gestapo of Islam. That's the enforcer. That's the head choppers. That's the sell the girls into sex slavery people. And you see this bizarre behavior where we're told, go along with it, give in to it, submit to it. They'll be nice if you just shut up. And all over the world, Italy and everywhere else is flooded with millions and millions and millions. And look at the photos. Look at the videos. None of them are women. I looked at big old jumbo photos this weekend. You know, those giant megapixel ones you can blow up and, you know, zoom in. And I was looking at one of a whole shipload getting off of like over 1,000 people. And I saw one woman. We're talking 1 out of 1,000. I mean, it is crazy. But when you see the news, it's the few women and the few children. They'll have a photo op with, you know, a dead baby, it turns out, staged, you know, on the Italian coast or the coast of places like Greece. And then Soros is admittedly, with thousands of boat rides a week, has these huge Zodiac boats, rubber boats, 100 feet long, going back and forth, waiting just 10 miles off of Libya in international waters, shepherding them, funded by the Islamic groups to do it. And U.S. taxpayers and EU money. Taxpayers are paying to bring this in to create a clash of civilizations so then they can then say, we've got to regulate the internet. We've got to take free speech. There it is. Soros-linked undesirable NGOs funded ISIS-linked refugee boats to EU. There it is. It links to mainstream news. So you bring them in. They create the crisis. Oh, we got to get rid of internet freedom now, something Soros openly said he wants. Oh, we got to have an international group do it. Oh, we've got to, you know, take your rights away now. We've got to set up checkpoints on the highways. But we're going to bring in more of the Islamicists. And I'm not bashing May or even the police themselves. The cops I talk to, the FBI I talk to, get this. They get that it's treason at the top. But even the right-wing response of May is actually a response to take UK citizens' rights when the problem is letting these jihadists go back and forth to Libya, where the bombers and attackers have been from, and other Islamic countries. We'll be back with so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Resist. resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
See, the multinationals admit this. It's come out in the news lately that Facebook targets insecure, basically people that don't have a good family life or no family life at all, to try to turn them into liberals by manipulating their psychology to make them think that Facebook and things like that are their family and actually cares about them, so they can then exploit them with getting them further into a bad position. And so the left is all about betrayal. It's all about being poor. It's all about thinking it's cool to be poor. And it's all about wanting to pull down the middle class and make other people as poor as you are. This is just the cold-blooded psychological warfare system of the elites. So, of course, George Soros, one of the greatest dirtbags the world's ever seen, has pumped tens of billions of dollars into funding orthodox radical Islam spreading, because it's cancer. It destroys everything it touches. He's always trying to crash currencies. He's always trying to bring down Western countries. You ask why? Because he is a truly despicable, horrible person. He's a demon. And he overthrew the elected government in Ukraine. He's trying to start World War III with Russia. Russia's fighting radical Islam. So he is at loggerheads with them because he supports anything truly cancerous, because it's his nature. And so that's what's happening at the higher levels. The lower levels, the left are just capitulators. And so they see Christians and conservatives in the way of them conquering America and getting control of the middle class as a milk cow, as their food, as their slaves. And the parasite sees Islam as radical and pushy, but it's outside. It's not America. It's not Christian. They've been trained to hate America, hate Christianity. The minorities, many of which have been trained to be racist, is very, very sad. The whites have been trained to kind of control, manipulate that. They're liberals. And so Islam is a natural ally in this delusional behavior. And now they brought in the incompatible Islamicist. And now the social engineering starts. Oh, you've got to accept Islam. You've got to wear hijabs. You've got to make it fashionable. You've got to give into it. You've got to not criticize it or it'll kill you. You haven't been tolerant enough. That's why this happened. So even during the knifing and you know, running over folks with cars, I've got clips here where SJW, a social justice warrior, a trendy in London, rebukes a fellow citizen. Inside a restaurant in London, as police enter the premises in pursuit of three jihadists wielding knives, one person shouts, "Those Muslim effers," to which the SJW says, "Don't shout that, you expletive idiot. It's not all Muslims." So you are in a restaurant with guys with knives stabbing people, and you're worried about saying the effing Muslim went that way. I mean, you can't go to the Muslim nations and be a Christian and even walk down the street. You can't go to many areas of London or of Brussels, Belgium, or of Paris, France, and walk around. We've proven that with our own reporters, but that's okay because they don't have to be accepting. You see a woman walking around in areas alone without a hood over her head, they'll beat the living snot out of her. That's okay, because that's their culture. And we're supposed to accept the most radical forms of Islam that is dominating Islam right now, that is the referendum, that is the Reformation. People say, where is the Reformation of Islam? You're seeing Islam. And they're going right back to the fundamentals of the Quran and what it said to do. Now, I've read the Quran. Muhammad would say, you can do it this way, on this, or you can do it that way. People say it's kind of schizophrenic. No, I mean, the Bible does that too, where it's like, you know, it's multifaceted. There's different ways to do things. But there's people interpreting the Quran where they can lie, cheat, steal, kill whoever they want. Everything in the house of Islam is the house of Islam. Everything else outside of it is the house of war. And Islam, because its population's doubled the last 30 years, oh yeah, they've gone from 700 million to 1.4 million Muslims conservatively. It's about to be 3 billion. Most of the world's population growth, as it goes from 7.5 up to 10 billion, is going to be Muslim. So So, of course, the globalists have teamed up with it. It's the future. You didn't have kids. The average Muslim's having 4 kids. The average Japanese, 1.2. Mommy and daddy have, on average, 1.2 children. Italy, 1.3. Italy's gone. Okay. What do you replace it with? Uneducated North African Muslims? Men? Who literally wipe their butt with their hands? I mean, you know, this is what George Soros is going to program the future of the world. Why don't they bring in Brazilians or something to repopulate Europe? I don't care if they're brown people, just not kill all the women, run around and blow everything up. But see, the globalists want Islam because it's antithetically anti-Western, which creates middle classes, creates true liberalism, and the globalists can't compete with that. I got a few clips I want to play. Here is Saqid Khan, the new London Stan Islamic mayor, who's invited in Muslims and said, I know Uncle Tom, you really said that. I'm going to call for really Islamic takeover. Every attack, he says, oh, it's no big deal. Get used to it. It's part of life. You know, a few weeks ago at the theater bombing, we played that clip, you know, at the Grande concert. The new one is no need to be alarmed. London's safest global city for firearm deaths, but it's one of the most dangerous for muggings, rapes, attacks. I mean, it's legendarily dangerous for getting mugged. You know, anybody read Oliver Twist? I mean, you know, hundreds of years ago, they knew it's a dangerous city. You don't want to walk around in certain, you know, most areas after nighttime. Or you better look like you know what you're doing. But he says, no need to worry. Everything's wonderful. By the way, more Muslims, more. And then he'll play the part as the conciliatory. Oh, I'm the nice Muslim. We need to tap down on these, but let's all celebrate Islam. Let's accept Islam. Come together. That means the Muslims will stop killing us if we just are nice to it. And the Westerners go, yeah, we'll bend over to it and teach our daughters how to wear hijabs. Just, you know, at culture days. He's like, yes, good friend. You know what you do. And then they admit this is the plan. Because they don't want a melting pot. They want to take over. Here it is.
My message to Londoners and visitors to our great city is to be calm and vigilant today. You will see an increased police presence today, including armed officers and uniformed officers. There's no reason to be alarmed by this. We are the safest global city in the world. You saw last night, as a consequence of our planning, our preparation and the rehearsals that take place, the swift response from the emergency services tackling the terrorists, but also helping the injured.
The terrorist. He's going to keep us safe from the terrorist. It's like the IRA, you know, had Sinn Féin that was the friendly, loving, good cop, and then the IRA that was blowing stuff up and killing people. At least the IRA didn't want to chop your daughter's genitals off, put a hood on her head, and there wasn't $1.4 billion of the IRA. And the IRA was their own country. They'd been conquered. They'd been taken over, so they were coming across and blowing up a few things over here to say, get out of our country. And I'm not even endorsing that. The point is, the IRA were little sweetie pies with their agenda and their ideology compared to the Muslims. But they had their good cop, bad cop, is my point of bringing up the IRA. And Khan is the Sinn Féin of Islam. He's the nice guy. Oh, they just blew you up and killed you. I'm going to be nice to you. Kiss my butt and do whatever I say, and the bad man won't kill you. Okay? I'm not going to hurt you, but he is. Got how that works? Yeah, Khan, we know who's calling the shots.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on. So here's the bottom line. This is how Islam's worked for 1,400 years.
For a long time.
Or longer. 1,500 years.
For a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you.
Starting in and around Mecca, and where the different Silk Road trade caravan routes came together. Very small group of Bedouin slave traders basically codified a religion by amalgamating a bunch of the religions, Christianity, Judaism, and other things that were crossing there at the trade routes. They're at those four corners. And Islam always expands, acts friendly when it's on outskirts by new groups, infiltrates, moves in, gets a stronghold, and once they hit about 10%, they start killing everybody, including Muslims that don't want to go along with it, so that the other people in the towns and cities that they've invaded start moving out and pushing into other areas. It's very simple. They come in, they move in, they act all friendly. They tell you, oh, we're not the radical Muslims. Then as soon as their numbers get to 10%, it's always the same. The terror attacks start. Then there's the loving local Muslims that tell you, oh, we're trying to fight this. Just submit to us. Go along. Come to the mosque. Learn about what real Islam is. Stockholm Syndrome, basically. Join us and we won't kill you. Or the bad guys won't kill you. So they recruit while they know some won't be recruited. They will flee. First the neighborhood. Then the town. Then the city. Then the state. Then the country. And that's fine. They then come in and take over the buildings and farms and castles and factories and facilities you've built. And once they get up to about 30%, they then have a tax levied on non-Muslims living in the area. But then once they get up to about 50%, they go ahead and drive you out or kill you. And this is in the Quran how to do it. It is a takeover plan by a guy that took over much of Saudi Arabia, what's Saudi Arabia today, before he died. So it is an exact plan. You can go read the book he wrote, and you can go read the books that then the other imams and folks wrote under two different schools. You have the Shiites, who believe you've got to be directly related to the Prophet Muhammad. Of course, that's the minority group, because you don't have as many preachers, because there's not as many folks related to Muhammad. That's why you look at the Ayatollahs in Iran and stuff, they all look the same. Because they're related to Muhammad. I mean, that direct royal religious lineage of Muhammad. You're looking at it. The Shiites were a lot smarter. They go, we're going to follow what Muhammad said, but anybody that's a teacher and popular can lead. And they've taken over. A little bit smarter ideology. We don't care if you're black. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're Asian. We don't care if you're Hispanic. We don't care if you're Native American. You get a big following, you can become an imam. You can lead a jihad. That's why a lot of former white supremacists in Europe are converting to Islam. They see the writing on the wall. They want to be in a gang. They want to have all the women as their slaves. They're becoming leaders in it. And you know what? The Wahhabists go, we want white guys running it. In fact, you can kind of say it's really not racist. The left kind of allies with it because it thinks it's anti-white. That's not really what you're looking at. That's why most of the big leaders now in Europe and the U.S. are white Muslim leaders. And you'll see a lot of their testimonies online. They're like, yeah, I was in prison, 22, in the Aryan Nations, didn't know what to do. And then I heard the imam, and now I'm 40 years old, and I run a big mosque, and my life's good. Blessed be the prophet. You're just like, wow. Wow, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. But see, Western governments are thinking just the next few decades, takeover-wise. They think they can mop up Islam later. And they want to be allied with Islam so that they can use it again to take our rights, take our liberties, take our free speech online, ban everybody's free speech, instead of just banning Orthodox radical Muslims coming in. And that's what may, oh, we need an international group to control the internet. Well, that's already what Obama and Soros did before Obama left office. They're recruiting in the mosque. The main ideology comes out of the internet. It's true, big internet providers let ISIS and Al-Qaeda push their garbage. And then when I put out a video criticizing them, YouTube, that's Google, and Facebook, that's Zuckerberg, and Twitter routinely ban my videos and say, you're promoting hate by simply showing what the Muslims are doing. We don't even show them cutting the heads off. We just show their statements, how they're going to kill us, how they're going to get all the women. So if you want to know how they operate, that's how they do it. Now I've got some other clips I want to play. Here's Nigel Evans. Why do they hate Trump so much? Member of the British Parliament. He's saying, why do they hate them so much? Because he remembers the forgotten people, and that's what Trump's doing. Trump's bringing America back. He's promoting the basic system that made us the greatest country on earth, and we see incredible job numbers, incredible stock market numbers, incredible new business numbers, despite the fact they're doing everything they can to stop him, because Trump isn't out to get us, and Trump is anti-globalist, and Trump is the real deal. The proof is in the pudding, and that's why the Islamicists and the corrupt Pope and all of them hate him. A global carbon tax, $100 trillion per decade, paid to the UN and private interests, and the U.S. and Europe are the only ones have to implement, but 167 countries like China have zero cuts. It's total deindustrialization. Trump's 100% right. He's just not trying to kill the country. It's a no-brainer, and thank God he gave that incredible speech on Thursday. I couldn't believe how powerful it was. I want to play a report dealing with the ISIS sympathizers, like the left and the folks covering up for Islam. Do they really know what they're doing? Because despite all Bill Maher's problems, at least he realizes Islam's a threat. But all the rest of them won't say a word. We've got a report on Kathy Griffin. It's very powerful, by John Bowne. We'll be getting to and premiering here on air. Now, to continue here, I want to just take a few minutes out to break something down here. Then we're going to take calls, by the way, in the second hour. We extended the Memorial Day specials through this weekend. They're going to end tomorrow. I can't have them go to Tuesday because Secret 12, the methylcobalamin vitamin B12 already sold out. Survival Shield, as I told you, is continually selling out. It's getting harder and harder to get the Deep Earth super high-quality iodine crystals that nobody else has got. We've got the Brain Force Nootropic, super high-quality. Knockout Sleep Aid's amazing. 50% off, all natural. We're talking 65% off colloidal silver, 30% off Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield back in stock, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Knockout, 50. All Trump t-shirts to get them out there, even though they're selling really good right now. At cost, 75% off. Because normally they're $19.95. It costs us $5, so that's $5. We're selling them at cost. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But when we discount stuff like this, we need to sell a lot of it to be able to fund the operation. Z-Shield's our great heavy metal detoxer that Dr. Group developed. We just got that in about 3 weeks ago. It's going to sell out soon. Five-star reviews. Thousands and thousands of reviews. Anthroplex is like the... not really the poor man's, but it's the dry version. It's even stronger per capita, but it's less in price. Supermel Vitality. We've got Biome Defense, the amazing probiotic developed by Dr. Group. InfoWarsLife.com. We have a Bio PCA hair and nail formula, Prostaguard. All of it available. Oxy powder, flush the guts out naturally with high level oxygen. We have oil of oregano from the Mediterranean, the highest quality. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got to end this special because some of the stuff I just mentioned sold out. In fact, they were good about actually taking that off here because that is sold out. So good job, Tim came in on Sunday to take that off this plug because it sold out Saturday. That's pure methylcobalamin, highest quality organic. It's the same stuff you inject. I'm not saying inject it because it's not certified, you know, from a pharmacist to do that, but it's legal to get non-prescription when it's the pure methylcobalamin. When you take it under your tongue, just drip it on there. That's sold out. So a lot of this stuff is going to sell out at these prices. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the new personal care shampoo, zinc oxide sunscreen, and more, and Emmerich's Essentials. That's 25% off when you sign up for auto ship. Everything else is 10% off. So that'd be 75% off of colloidal silver.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to open the phones up in the second hour on what happened at London Bridge, what happened to all the other car attacks and stabbing attacks and police being killed and bombings and little girls being blown up and the left just covering it up constantly, Christians being murdered at escalation levels that are double what we just saw 5 years ago. Christians account for more than half of all religious persecution in the world, even according to the UN, and almost all of it is Islamic. So why is the left so allied with this? 877-789-ALEX is the Sunday number to call, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And if you're calling from England, you will go to the head of the line. So again, that's 877-789-ALEX. There is the number. Now, I mentioned this earlier. I didn't get to it. Trump is being demonized and attacked because he's really doing what he said he'd do, or he's fighting hard to get it done, killing TPP, pulling us out of the Paris climate deal, that was giant taxes and the shutdown of coal plants and power plants and factories only in Europe and America. But see, our elites had made deals with China and India and others, not for their people, but for the elites, to go build the factories there in totally dirty conditions. And Trump had that spectacular press conference last week that we played clips of and carried live. It was just so amazing, wasn't it? To see that happen and to see the truth come out in a 45-minute press conference, and it made him so mad. And they're like, the headlines today are Trump stomping the earth, Trump killing the earth because of carbon dioxide that's at the lowest levels ever recorded the last 50 years. Used to be hundreds and hundreds of times higher. If you go back through the development of this planet, what plants live off of, and they produce the oxygen we live off of, the carbon cycle's almost broken. I've talked to top planetologists, top astrophysicists, top climate experts. Planetologist is a Frank Herbert term for climatologist. And they all concur that we believe we're losing the atmosphere like Mars did sometime in the distant past. So here's Nigel Evans. Trump is president. This is in Parliament. Takes a lot of courage to do this in the UK, for actually doing what he said he'd do. And he's really doing it. And he's got the whole corrupt elite, including Kathy Griffin, throwing what they've got at him. Here it is.
I also find it difficult to understand that the American people voted for Donald Trump. Get over it, because he's president of the United States. And what I would say for all of us here, and this actually includes myself, is that we have to ask ourselves, why is it that people felt so left behind that they made the democratic decisions that they've had, which we think we can't understand, some of us. How can you possibly vote for Brexit? How can you possibly vote for Donald Trump? And the fact is that the people have. These were the forgotten people. And just like we had the forgotten people in the United Kingdom, there are the forgotten people in the United States of America. We may not like some of the things that he says, and I certainly don't like some of the things that he said in the past. But I do respect the fact that he stood on a platform which he is now delivering. He's going to go down in history as being roundly condemned for being the only politician to deliver on his promises.
Powerful. Trump will go down in history as being roundly criticized for the only politician to deliver on his promises. I mean, yeah, he's 70 years old. He was wrong. The FBI was conning him. He's figured it out now. They're like, sir, we need to have, at least the high level is conning him, we need to have the code. They won't give us the code to the iPhone of the San Bernardino attackers. He goes, we got a warrant. They're killers. Open the phone up, Apple. He didn't understand. They wanted the code to get in the back door without a warrant to everybody's phone. Trump was wrong about that. He's been wrong about torture. He says he admits he was wrong about that now. He's done more research. He's been wrong about a few other things, but he means well, and it's so refreshing, and all the special interests that have hijacked the country are angry. They don't like it. Meanwhile, she's coming here Tuesday, and look, I'm doing this because it's a big show. It makes big news, and I rarely do tape shows because they can really edit them deceptively, but I've decided to do media this month, and the first thing I'm doing The View, you name it, they want me all on, and I'm going to do it, because those are all live. But first is Megyn Kelly. Now, she told me, you know, I'm going to interview Putin next week, I'm flying to Russia, don't tell anybody. That was an off-air discussion. And she said, but I want to talk to you right after. Well, now I can say it, because, you know, she got the Putin interview. And she goes, next on Alex Jones. And I'm not a heady person. I know why she wants it. And I'm not going to get into it. But she basically told me. Then it's Alex Jones and it's Donald Trump. And I think she wants to show that she can be a little more non-biased so that she gets the Trump interview after he's been refusing for over a year. But then I see this display in St. Petersburg that I'm about to play, where she hosted this deal that Putin was at, and then she interviewed Putin as well. And I mean, I talked to her days before she flew there. And I love that the media then makes this big thing like, oh, is she really coming? Is Jones lying? Jones is fake news. Give me, I've been on The View. I've been on Nightline. I've been on 60 Minutes. I was on 60 Minutes 20 years ago. Jay Leno was talking about me 20 years ago. I mean, I've sold 15 million DVDs. I mean, we're on 200 plus stations. And I don't need to sit there and say I'm big. It's crazy to sit there and watch the media. I think it's more like 10 million. I'm sorry. I was counting some other stuff I sold, but my DVDs. I'm sitting there watching media all the time go, Internet host Alex Jones. Internet, I've dominated from the grassroots. That's a good thing. It's like saying Internet site Drudge, the biggest in the world. He's pathetic, though, because he's on the Internet. I've been on talk radio for 21 years. I've been on air for 22. I'm on over 200 radio stations. But what does it mean to say I'm Internet? Like the whole world isn't the Internet now. Or that I didn't dominate grassroots myself. Isn't that a badge of courage? A badge of success? It's like saying, Jones, who didn't go to college. I'm proud of that. If you went to college, great for you. I did this with the help of my audience. We did this organically. I mean, I did go to college, and it was a joke. The first year of RTF was learning about the history of radio, television, and film, and it was like a total waste of time. I said, I'm out of here. I'm going to go intern in radio. It doesn't even matter anymore. The point is that I just love how Jones claims Megyn Kelly, like this is the biggest thing. Oh, my gosh, Dateline NBC. I've been on Dateline NBC 3 times already. I was on Dateline NBC 12 years ago the first time, or 13 years ago. Again, it's how they play these games like they're Hollywood, they're big-time media, they're, you know. I almost didn't do the Megyn Kelly thing. I almost hope she cancels. That's why I'm even talking about this stuff, because I just don't even want to do it. I got a lot of stuff going on here. But then it feels weird when you turn down hundreds of interviews. It's like, might as well do it just to see what's going to happen. But then she goes and interviews Putin. Putin, we didn't protect Assad. We protect Syria from becoming Libya. Let's play that clip. Here it is.
Shifting gears to Syria, our president has said that you're backing an evil guy there. He said Assad is an evil guy. Do you believe that?
Believe in what? That Assad is an evil man?
Yes.
An evil guy? You've got to ask the other leaders who have communicated with Assad. It was more often in Europe after being elected than in Russia. It is not President Assad whom we are protecting there. We are protecting the Syrian statehood. We don't want there in Syria to be a situation similar to that in Libya or in Somalia or in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, NATO has been present for many years, but the situation is not changing for the better. We want to preserve the Syrian statehood. And on the basis of resolving this fundamental issue, we would like them to move towards settling the Syrian issue through political means. Yes, probably everyone is there to blame for something, but let's not forget that were it not for inactive interference from outside, the civil war would probably not have broken out. What is...
And that's all true. I'm not some Putin guy. It's true. The globalists started the war 6 years ago. They funded Al-Qaeda and then ISIS to go in. Russia got invited in to stop it. Our military agreed, blocked Obama. And what Putin did and what Russia did was a good thing for everybody. And no one can deny it. Hour two, your phone call, so much more coming up. Tell folks, tune in. All right, your phone calls. Judy and Julie and others are coming up right after this short segment. But first, I have an important report on Kathy Griffin, the lady that thinks beheading is so cute.
This president, of all people, is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead. And he's sort of a redhead, although it's sort of like a parfait cup. I made fun of Clinton. Oh, God, remember the Monica Dress days? Those were the days. You could make dress jokes all day long, and nobody tried to kill you. You shouldn't have to die for this. I'm under a Secret Service investigation.
Kathy Griffin, it's a real good indication that your material is horrible when you have to hire a lawyer to defend it.
It was a parody of Trump's own sexist remarks, taken to an extreme
No, it was an ISIS ode, lady.
Like many edgy works of artistic
It's meant to look like ISIS garbage.
Could be interpreted different ways.
While the whole left calls for his death constantly.
But, Kathy, no one imagines
for his death.
Could be misinterpreted as a threat
MSNBC
of violence
called for ISIS to blow
Trump.
Up his hotels!
That was never
You want a lawyer?
You're going
to get one!
Already, seven celebrities have stepped onto Griffin's sinking ship, defending the plastic bubble that they all live in, including poser Al Franken, Jamie Foxx, Larry King, Rosie O'Donnell, Jim Carrey.
You know, I had a dream the other night about that I was playing golf with Donald Trump, and I was standing beside him with a club in my hand, and I was, you know, considering my options when I suddenly woke up. You know, it was one of those dreams where you want to just get back to sleep so you can finish it, you know?
Yeah. But the backlash has just begun.
That's why. Because she don't need to be walking around among us.
Right.
If she think it's funny to be holding a severed head.
Yes. Even
decapitated head. Like this is cute. And this is supposed to be the president. They need to lock you up. You have more than a mental illness going on. I can't describe your illness, but you have more than a mental illness going on.
Roseanne Barr responded to the ensuing Griffin-Barron Trump debacle, saying, two of my grandsons are Barron Trump's age. I would slap the f*** out of any bitch or who upset them. Trust me on that. Kathy Griffin, who lives in Bel Air next to the Kardashians, has no children and seems to actually detest them, which she has every right to do, but that isolates her from a huge majority of the population of the United States. Griffin, lacking any moral high ground, has taken a stand against President Trump for his grabber by the faux pas, yet goes on to promote her own act as being far more vulgar, especially to children.
I'm also not appropriate for children, I would say, across the board. Like, trust me, like, when I used to do a joke in my act when I was doing clubs, when I would, sometimes someone would shout out, I've got a kid here, and I'd say, well, you're at the wrong effing place. Like, I'm very open about that.
I'm going to be honest, he broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. This didn't felt right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. And I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile on. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. I don't know who's at risk.
Face it, Kathy. You just destroyed your career. And like Hillary Clinton, it's nobody's fault but your own. The Hollywood Hills aren't Congress. You and your ilk, Sarah Silverman, Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, Cher, Lena Dunham, George Clooney, Jennifer Lawrence, and Johnny Depp are actually endangering your careers regardless of what your agents are telling you. Just go take a look at Colin Kaepernick's current career status. The American people aren't buying what you're selling because your facts, much like Kathy Griffin's pointless train wreck of a career, don't resonate with the majority of the hardworking Americans that made you what you are in the first place.
Okay. What is your opinion of that First Amendment expression of you beheading Lisa Bloom? Is there a question? Is there a comment you would have about this image of beheading Lisa Bloom? I wonder. This is a First Amendment protected expression, and we really ought to make sure that nobody gets bullied as a result of this.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with, was the Manchester attack or this latest attack on London Bridge a false flag? The answer is yes.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So, Megyn Kelly is coming here to interview me on Tuesday. I turned down most mainstream media interviews because I always got to travel to L.A. or New York to do it. I just don't do that anymore. It just doesn't. We're all over the news every day. We're all over CNN, Fox News all the time. And it really doesn't do anything because they always take stuff out of context and they clip of what you've said. But it's a profile. And I found on Nightline and 60 Minutes and other shows that when they do profiles on you, it tends to be somewhat worth it. But then I've seen Megyn Kelly over in Russia. Some of the things she's saying and doing, and it's all just standard operating procedure. Just like, isn't Assad evil? Assad didn't start the war. Assad isn't Al-Qaeda. Assad lets women go to college and doesn't make them wear burqas. Assad was democratizing Syria just like Libya was, and we used it to overthrow them via Obama and Hillary to bring in radical Muslims. That's the fact. But all the left does and all the MSM is like, Assad, you know, he's real evil. Why are we always throwing over overthrowing the secular governments? Why is that? So we have a London terror attack, and these happen all the time, and the left makes excuses for them over and over and over again, and I'm just sick of it. I don't see Islam as half the threat of the bureaucracy and the leftists that want to work with this and want to go along with this. And then ISIS says, activate, start running over and killing everybody. And it happens more and more and more and more and more. And then nothing is done about it. And then I go to the mall and I walk past Gap with my daughters. I'm about to walk in Gap. So I don't care if it's a big corporate name, it's got clothes that fit them. And I see a big hijab and a woman. And I'm like, well, I can't buy there. And I'm like, all of a sudden I'm walking by another shop. It's a hijab on that. And I realize the Muslim population is not even that high. The corporate media is saying, we're going to force feed you this. Remember Dunkin' Donuts showed their spokeswoman in a hijab like 6 years ago? They went, that's not a hijab. We're not pushing the hijab. That's a conspiracy theory. And now it's everywhere. And you can go to USA Today or the Associated Press just a few weeks ago. It's like, women now wearing hijab is a sign of solidarity with Islam. It's a sign that you're a slave, idiot. So, again, it is the mental illness of the left and the social engineering we have to deal with and that people have to face and that the fact that Islamic attacks are being used to now take our freedoms. Now, let me answer this question. Then I'm going to your phone calls. Do I think Manchester and the killing of all the young women, the 22 and 50-plus injured of 2 weeks ago, is an inside job? Do I think the attack of London Bridge last night was an inside job? Do I think all the truck attacks in France and in other countries of Europe like Sweden, do I think that the governments themselves staged those? And the answer is absolutely they staged them. Oh, no, they didn't actually fund the terrorists. In some cases, they did. They didn't actually go out and drive them in the truck. But they knew they were doing it. They let them go to Pakistan. They let them go to Libya. They let them go to Syria. They let them go to Iraq. They let them go to Saudi Arabia and get trained and go back and forth in every case. MI6, MI5, German intelligence, Swedish intelligence, U.S. intelligence until Trump came along. He stopped that. They're there. They know what's going on. Their agents try to stop it. In the case of the Manchester attack, and the case of this attack, and the case of the Stockholm attack, and the case of San Bernardino, 2 years before they were going to Pakistan and other countries getting trained, and the FBI opened an investigation up at their mosque on them and wanted to be able to continue surveillance, and they were called up by the Justice Department in a civil rights criminal probe. And two FBI agents and one federal marshal were facing 10 years in prison in an internal investigation for civil rights violations. This came out in a few newspapers for investigating the San Bernardino husband and wife that went to the Christmas party, you know, the Christmas tree, and said, are you a Christian? Yes. Boom! Are you Jewish? Yes. Boom! Because you got the Jews sitting around at the Christmas tree drinking eggnog, eating, you know, whatever. Big deal. We're all coming together. They killed the Jews. They killed the Christians. That's who they sought out. Workers they knew were Christian or Jewish. They would say, denounce it or you're dead. And they would say, I'm not denouncing it. Don't do this. And they'd shoot them right in the head. And our media would not say that was an Islamic attack. And for 3 days, the FBI was ordered to say it wasn't, till they finally came out and said, we've been told not to say it's an Islamic attack, but it is. And see, our government isn't perfect, but finally, Obama backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria, backing the Arab Spring, the Soros crap, trying to tell law enforcement to stand down the last 8 years, to not do anything. They finally broke with the corrupt top, the globalist top of the government. And then Trump was able to come in because the American people woke up, because the intelligence agencies woke up, because law enforcement woke up. I'm not lionizing law enforcement. But our police and military is a lot better than the Islamists and the globalists. And they don't want to kill America. They want prosperity. They're not out to get the country. Are they corrupt in some cases? You believe that this country's gotten corrupt. But they're not absolutely out to get everybody. And most of them aren't corrupt. The public is who's decadent and doesn't care and doesn't know. And by the way, I've been one of the biggest critics of law enforcement, one of the biggest critics of government, until I did even more research and found out how that the left was attacking law enforcement to kind of bully them into a corner to fully get control of them with the Strong Cities Initiative and this whole UN takeover. And once they do that, oh, then law enforcement, which historically becomes the main tool of tyranny in a Soviet or fascist system, it will be the enemy. But instead, strangely enough, we spoke out to them, we warned them, we pointed out what was happening, and they're into evidence. They went and looked. They didn't call me a conspiracy theorist. Just out of hand, ignore what I said. They went and looked, and they found out it was true what Ron Paul said, and it was true what I said, and it was true what Trump said, and it was true what Barry Goldwater said, and it was true what all the patriots said. And when the globalists demonized us, attacked us, tried to look, you know, make us look bad and evil and all this other crap, because they knew we were telling the truth. That's why Hillary came out last Thursday and said Alex Jones, InfoWars, lost the election. He told all these lies. But she didn't list the lies I told, because I didn't tell lies, lady. I talked about Jerry Epstein's plane and the pedophile rings, all confirmed, convicted. I talked about Wiener and the pedophilia and all of it. It's all come out now. I talked about the UN and the sex slavery in Haiti. It's all come out months later. Everything I said. I mean, I had that directly from the CIA, lady, directly from high-level FBI, and you know it, and you can't stand it, that I'm crazy enough to get on air and say it when nobody else would. Oh, and here's the good news, sweetheart. Everybody else is saying it because I made it in vogue to go up against you and not care. Despite your threats and what you've done to me and my family and everything you know you've done, I've not talked about on air. You can't stand it, do you? It didn't make me back down. Because I don't have a death wish. I don't want to be a martyr. But if I have to be, I'm ready. I already know where this leads for me, that God's been testing me, putting more and more weight on me, more and more attacks, so that I can be an example when they tear me apart. When I am destroyed, my name is destroyed, I am drugged up, tortured, destroyed. If that, I know that's in the cards. I know that's where this is going. And I'm ready for all of it. You just, because here's the thing, I'm not a devil worshiper, and I'm not a pedophile, and I'm standing up for the children, and it's not because I'm some perfect person, but I love God, and I'll never serve you. And I'll never serve your dirtball globalist orthodox Islam. I'll never serve any of this because I serve God. Understand that. So I've chosen what side I'm on. And so understand, I already get it. I love how they threaten me and say it can get a lot worse, as if I didn't know. I already know your plan. But here's the thing. You think you got your plan? God's got his plans. And the Lord works in mysterious ways. And I have comfort. And I know, and I'll never blame God if I'm hung up by my ankles, having my guts torn out by a bunch of globalists, okay? Or even in my family, whatever happens, I know it's in God's plan. I'm going to love Jesus Christ till the moment my soul is off this plane. Understand, I will love God, and I will accept what God does no matter what happens, ever. I will never. I already have seen the full deal. All I care about is being with God. That's it. And all I ask selfishly is that whatever happens to my children, that God lead their souls to him.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is a fact there's been a coordinated effort by the UN, the EU, Soros, the Democratic Party, to bring in 5+ million Islamicists. It is a fact that they are organizing and attacking. It is a fact those attacks are being used to call for the UN to start regulating all hate speech, which they call conservative or libertarian speech as well, to stop Islam. No, you stop shipping the people in. And when they openly are on welfare and talk about attacking people, you deport their ass back to their Muslim heavens that they're trying to escape, but then convert us to. You know, if I ran from someplace, I would try to go become the natives. I would try to, you know, become the locals. I thought about moving part of the year to Hawaii because they don't have any allergies there. And I like all the kind of jungle navigation and star navigation of the Aborigines or the Polynesians and the whole culture. I thought I'd kind of go native a little bit. You know, I just don't get like, if I'm leaving something, why do I go to something else and then try to bring the crap that I just left to you? I'm ranting. I want to go to your phone calls. Coming up in the last segment, I have the answers to this. What is the scariest building you've ever seen? I'm gonna break this down. I knew what it was as soon as I saw it, but this just ties into everything, so that's coming up. I'm going to answer Tom Hanks' question for him. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Judy and Julie and Josh and Mark and... Is that Batty? And others that are holding. Let's go to Julie in New Jersey first. Julie, you're on the air from New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love your show, and I feel like I'm welcoming a friend into the house every time I turn you on, so thank you so much.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, sweetheart.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, I think we're getting through life together because I just feel like we're getting shot from all directions. The reason I'm calling today, I wanted to ask you, what's your take on... I'm from Chicago originally, so, you know, I'm thinking sister cities between London and Chicago, and you've got two liberal mayors that are just, it's like the daily dose of a pep rally. And, you know, they have these sugar-coated words to try and smooth it over and to make everybody feel like we should be,
let's,
you know,
all come together. How about let's not bring people in from failed Islamic states where the women and children are all being enslaved, and then all these men want to come over to our country. I mean, isn't that incriminating? Country where women are enslaved, and there comes a boatload of only men? Hey, men, where are your women if they need help? Why didn't you save your women? You know the West. Or if it was Mexico or any other country, even though Mexico isn't perfect, the U.S. isn't perfect. If there was a bunch of Mexicans fleeing Mexico from a disaster, don't you think most of the boat would be women and children? For all the Mexicans' problems, I bet it'd be 80% women and children if it was an emergency boat from Mexico. Why are these boats from the Middle East almost all men? Because they don't see women as humans. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and Tony Blair, am I correct? Wasn't he the one that started bringing them in?
Absolutely. In fact, it came out after he was out of office that he had secret deals with quotas with the EU to bring in Muslims. Now the quotas are public, where if you try to deny one of them, it's $100,000, £100,000, that's like $150,000, fine if you don't accept the Muslim.
And May worked under him, didn't she, for Homeland Security?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, where does it take them into this election? I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, there's no good option.
Oh, I mean, the people running against her are even worse. Exactly.
I know, and that's why, you know, you talk about these mayors. I mean, you know, what's the recourse? I mean, I'm really concerned about what's going on here. I mean, just seeing what was going on in New York City on Friday with, you know, de Blasio allowing the prayer session in front of Trump Tower. I mean, it's just out of control that they're allowing.
I mean, de Blasio's got a known convicted terrorist that he's promoting, at major public events. That's what I'm saying. The left is militaristic. They're hateful. They're allied with anybody that wants to take over. And here's the good news, though. 1776. We don't want to be violent, but our forebears knew about tyranny. They laid down that we're free men and women. We have a right to defend ourselves. So the Muslims aren't going to have their cakewalk here where they go into some Muslim country that doesn't have any weapons and then Obama backs them with $1 billion in weapons, you know, day one, over $40 billion total now to take down Syria, and then they can just murder people. You, the Muslims and the globalists, are going to have to really fight us, and that's why they're so pissed, because no matter what they do, we still got the Second Amendment.
Yeah, my final point to you is this, and, you know, I was in Chicago visiting when the Westminster Bridge attack happened.
Wow.
And I was in my hotel, and I looked out the window, and it was right over the Chicago River where you have all of the bridges. And, you know, I just think about the city, and I just, you know, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. You know, it just breaks my heart when it's going to happen. And, you know, God help us all, really, Alex. I mean, it's just... we've got to stay strong.
And I agree. And statistically, it's hundreds of thousands of Christians. Well, it's more than that. It's like a million a year being killed. But just understand, that's sad enough. That's bad enough. The bigger issue is our elites are covering it up and promoting it and saying it's no big deal. But then some mentally ill scumbag white supremacist goes into a South Carolina church and kills poor, you know, 9 poor black people for no reason. And then all white people are guilty. It's all over the news for 6 months. It's the Second Amendment's fault. They're blaming all these groups that didn't do anything. This guy wasn't even coordinated. It's very rare. It's horrible. But we all get blamed when we have nothing to do with it because it creates division. Then meanwhile, Islam is 1.4 billion people, and this is their main operating system, and they're coming for us, and our media then covers up for that. I mean, that is what's crazy. And I say execute that guy that shot those 9 black people. Cut his damn head off. I'll do it. The point is that why is there this love fest for Islam when it's the most anti-liberal crap ever? And I'll tell you why. The left is threatened by real liberalism. And I don't mean liberalism where you teach 6-year-olds how to be trannies or, you know, how to have their sex change or whatever. I mean liberalism Thomas Jefferson of let's live and let live, open, free society. That doesn't mean then you have to adopt the most radical crap. It means you can be conservative, you can be liberal, you can be libertarian, but you don't have to do anything, and we're tolerant. The colleges are the opposite of tolerant. They are the most brainwashing, anti-free speech, crazy town, lunatic asylums the world's ever seen.
And where does common sense come into it, you know? Listen, prayers for
you. Ma'am, common sense means you'll stand up and you have your own view and you can't be programmed like a cult member. So the elite are allied with Islam because it's a cult. They want to get you to accept a cult like Islam, because if you'll accept a crazy, out-of-control cult failed system like that that destroys any country it has control of, you'll then love globalism because it'll look great compared to it. I got to jump. Thank you so much. I just spent 6-7 minutes with that lady. She was a good caller. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bam, 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 bam. I'm going to go to Judy, and I'm going to go to Betty, and I'm going to go to Alyssa, and I'm going to go to John, and I'm going to go to Josh, and I'm going to go to Mercedes, and I'm going to go to Mark, and I'm going to go to everybody else on the other side of this break. I'm going to bam, bam, bam. So just be ready. I got to go to the next person, no matter how great your points are. We have got the Memorial Day specials I extended for a week have got to end tomorrow because we've sold out of Secret 12. We are about to sell out of Super Mellow Vitality. We're about to sell out of X2 again. I can't believe this is happening. We are about to sell out of a bunch of these items because they're organic, they're hard to source, and I still discount them. InfoWarsStore.com, get 10% off additionally on some items that are 65% off when you sign up for auto ship.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got 2 segments to get to at least 10 of these calls. So I'm going to go to everybody that's on the board right now, from Josh at the top right down to Batty. Judy's up next and Mercedes in just a minute. Go to these ladies' phone calls. But Mike Cernovich, InfoWars.com reporter, the next month and a half, he's starting his own syndicated show here, weekdays. He just called me with huge news. Now, he's been working on this for all day. CNN has been caught staging fake news scene. Now, I want to be clear. I believe the Islamic attack is real. Radical Islam is real. But the globalists opening the borders up and bringing him in and letting him attack, that is a form of false flag. They don't control Islam, but they know what it's going to do. Like if I caught a rattlesnake and put it in your bed, did the rattlesnake take my orders? No, it's just waiting for you. You get in bed, sit on it, it's going to bite you on your butt. This is up on Cernovich's site, Medium. It's up on his Mike Cernovich Twitter. It's also up at Real Alex Jones. CNN caught staging fake news scene. So let's get on whoever's on right now at InfoWars. Let's get this posted to InfoWars. This is important. Then we'll go right to your calls. But Cernovich will be on with us tomorrow to break more of this down. Paul Watson will be on with us with the whole the latest terror attacks. But CNN was caught staging another news video captured by a citizen journalist who posted the footage to his Twitter account. That Becky Anderson of CNN is seen in London handing out props to a, quote, peace group. So they want to show groups that are saying peace to Islam, be good to Islam, because that's not really there. They have to go out with a whole film crew and then produce it. And you can look at CNN and tell, like Hillary would have these town halls. I could tell were shot in like HD. You could tell the cuts and everything were like perfect and that it wasn't a real broadcast. Came out later in WikiLeaks. It was fake. So Mike Cernovich, I know you're a busy man. We got callers too, so I promise I'm going to him. But this is big. We'll roll some of this footage over you. You've talked to the journalist that was able to capture this and get on video. It shows how dumb CNN thinks we are. They're on city streets shooting these fake events, thinking we don't know what we're witnessing. CNN's famous for this back to the first Gulf War.
Exactly, Alex. This was a citizen journalist, just another info warrior, and it shows people the power of the phone. If you see the fake news media out there, record what they're doing. So the journalist who found this was, his username is at MarkAntro. He filmed it, and I was just blown away by it. And right away, I was like, this can't be real. They're caught dead in the act. This is a smoking gun video of CNN creating fake news. They even hand out, it looks like CNN printed out the flyers for the, quote, peace group to even hand out. This is fake in every sense of the word. This is the biggest story of the day by far.
This is amazing. But CNN, again, I'm not saying all of Sandy Hook was fake. They misrepresent that. You can see Cooper turn, and his nose is on a blue screen. It disappears. You can see the cars going in circles around it. They stage shoots there. CNN's famous for this. Then they flip around and say, oh, we're saying none of these events happened. No, we're saying the London Bridge attack happened. We're saying the Manchester attack happened. It's just they continue to get caught, you know, again, showing Muslims together, showing peace, in these staged PR events with cops standing behind them to make it look like everybody's going along with the attacks and rolling over.
Right. And what they wanted to do here was, it looks like they printed out props and they go, hey, just come here and we'll stage a scene. And that's the whole issue. CNN has some questions to answer. Now, I know what they're probably going to say, Alex. They're going to say, oh, the protesters, the peace group was already here. And all we did was we want a good shot.
They have giant dollies, giant crews. It's all roped off like it's they all want to be Netflix producers. So CNN's going pure fiction now.
Right. I watched the video 10 times. Because the first time I saw it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing before me. I said, this has to be a Hollywood production. I thought it was a Hollywood production. Then I fact-checked it, and I found out that CNN on his official Twitter page had posted it. And then I found out that this person was Becky Anderson of CNN. So this is real. The news now that people are watching are literally Hollywood productions. Those people.
And they have to go out and get women to dress up like Muslims to make it look like the Muslims are upset because they can't get the Muslims to come out and criticize it. So they get guys in turbans. You can tell a lot of these people are actors. I mean, God, some of the beards are like glued on.
Exactly right. And the CNN people even printed out the little hashtags for the picture. You can see the CNN prop guy.
No, you see them handing it out. You see them handing it out.
Yeah. They're props.
Cernovich, why does CNN think they can go in the middle of a street and do this over and over again and not get caught?
Well, because that's why they tried to demoralize people. And now they realize the CNN is ISIS contest happened yesterday. The InfoWarriors are everywhere now with the cameras. And CNN is going to learn a valuable lesson today.
I was just showing while you were talking, I want to go back to it. They showed the crew. It looks like a crew of like 70 people for this. This is a big Hollywood shoot. They've got lights in the middle of the day. I mean, this is highly produced.
Yeah, they have lights. They have fake props. They have their little, you know, area roped off, even though there's no danger area. That is all fake. It isn't a real thing. And then they have these people. I mean, look at it. If you're watching the video, there's this caution tape, but the people are behind the caution tape. So how can you have a caution tape that's cordoned off, but then you have people behind the tape so dangerous, the prop guy's coming out, they're printing things out.
She's No, they're using the caution tape as the block for the production. This is unbelievable. It's like when the Queen of England goes to an African country, they arrest all the homeless people and they put up fake sets. Remember that? She got called four or five times like 10 years ago. So she had to stop doing it like on fake sound sets, meeting the little African kids. In fact, crew Google, it's like BBC even admitted it. Queen of England caught meeting Africans at soundstage. Or fake village built for the queen in Africa. That'll pull it up for you. Cernovich, this is just getting more and more insane.
Yeah, and this really shows why it's so necessary for everybody listening to realize how important it is. This footage didn't come from me or you or anybody. This came from an info warrior, a citizen journalist, somebody who's had enough and wants to fight back. Everybody listening has to fight back.
Well, I'm going to, again, retweet it at Real Alex Jones right now. This has to go totally mega viral. CNN caught red-handed staging fake Muslim peace demonstration because they, you know, it's a big thing they can't get the Muslims ever come out and decry it. So they just staged this deal, and this is as phony as a $3 bill. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, let's get one call in here before the break. Judy in Florida. Judy, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's really kind of terrible looking at that little boy they had situated up front in that shoot that you were just showing.
Truly
I'm
sick.
Really getting cut. I'm tired of this level of mental illness and satanic activity, to be perfectly honest. I was calling today about Justin Trudeau and his statements after what happened on the London Bridge, that multiculturalism is the way the future to, quote, counter hate by promoting the values of diversity.
Yeah, well, you can bring in Japanese or Nigerians that are Christians or Brazilians. Because they just want to have a way of life and do business. But you can't bring in Islamicists because they'll kill your ass. So no, multiculturalism is not the answer, and bringing in Islam is not the answer. It's not compatible. It never has been. It is an exploitive, expanding cancer.
Well, I think that you need to use the proper terminology. I mean, I've arrived at the fact that this is not terrorist attacks. I'm looking at it from, like, moving one generation forward and looking back. I mean, this is war.
No, you're right. Exactly. And the police and military can't handle it. That's not what it is. We have to stop these people being here. And if you weren't born here and you haven't decried this and shown you don't agree with it, then deport them back to their hellhole.
And they're keeping the men in these countries, including the UK, places in Europe and in Canada, and if they could, the United States. They're keeping the men standing down. I'm not saying to, get violent. Not at all.
No, but men have to get politically active and aggressive because they're bringing in their military-age men knowing they don't have women, they're aggressive, they're meant to dominate and control us. Incredible points. Anything else, Judy?
Just basically that I don't think Sadiq Khan has any place talking to a camera representing London, and I don't agree with it being a global city, no matter what he says.
Judy, please call us more. These ladies are so smart, better spoken than I am. Can hear the conviction in their heart. They're sick of it. We're going to talk to Mercedes and many others on the other side, and then get to Mark, Betty, Alyssa, John, Josh, and others.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my
back. This is so incredible what's happening. I am in live time on Real Alex Jones on Twitter and on Mike Cernovich's Twitter. And I'm watching people tweeting at us going, it's real. It's fake news. I can't believe it. You're showing CNN staging Muslims saying they're against the attacks. You have the behind-the-scenes video, and then the people have now found the CNN edit from the film crew staging the event. Allie, put it on screen for TV viewers. So they show you driving to it, and then it cuts on CNN, our message to terrorists, get lost. And then it shows her showing one person there and then more while she's live, like it's spontaneous. It shows on the video all these people getting in front of the camera and piling up. Again, that's at Real Alex Jones right now. There's the lady posing as a reporter, and then we've got the footage of her where it's a huge film crew with a crew of like 70 people. Unbelievable. Man, that's devastating. And you watch. The news tomorrow will say, Alex Jones said that the London Bridge attack did not happen. I did not say that. I said they're putting out fake news to make it look like the Muslims are all criticizing it because they never do. Wow. Just like they say, oh, Jones says this didn't happen or that didn't happen. That's how they deceive all day long because they can't face up to stuff like that. But I know you know, and I know you're aware, and I know you know what's happening. Now, I'm going to go to Mercedes and others here in just a minute and other ladies that are calling, like Alyssa, and then we go to the men that are calling. But right now, who was it disagreed? I want to go to the head of the line. Okay, Tom in London disagrees. He disagrees with me saying it's a false flag. I'm not saying Muslims aren't attacking. I'm not saying radicalism isn't a threat. The media always misrepresents. I'm saying the government's let him in. They let him go to Libya and train for 3 weeks and come back like the Manchester attacker. So the Muslims attacking is real, but the Western governments are protecting it so they can regulate the internet and take our rights. Where am I wrong, Tom?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, this is the thing that I disagree with you the most about, actually. I disagree about a few things. By the way, I don't think I've spoken to you since Trump was inaugurated. And it was almost 2 years ago now that I put a bet on the bookmakers that Trump would win and Brexit would win.
I remember your voice, and I remember you calling about a year before he won, saying that Trump was the man.
Trump's the man, but not for the reasons...
No, not in a good way. You thought he was the guy to bring in the New World Order. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm predicting now, by the way, I predicted 4 weeks ago that there would be a hung parliament in the UK. And one of the reasons for the Manchester attack, actually, was that the poll numbers were trending.
Sure, she was within one number of losing, one point of losing.
Well, she was trending to actually lose. I mean, this is the important point, because the Manchester attacks, they said that it didn't help her, but it did.
I asked you this question 2 years ago, and you didn't answer it. Are you a Muslim?
I did answer it, and I'm not. I remember you asking me, and I'm not. But, okay.
Then my memory fails. That far back, it's foggy. So I'm sorry if I accuse you of something you didn't say. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Manchester attack caused the trending polls to flatten. It was a zero. It was a minus bubble for Theresa May. It became a zero. That meant that she was no longer going to lose according to the trend of the poll. Now, those polls then began to narrow again.
No. And then we have this. I'll admit it's suspicious that she was within one point of losing. Some polls showed losing. And then magically this happens. But then explain to me the dialectic then. They're bringing in millions of military-age men. They're attacking. She at least will criticize it. So she's bad staging it to stop Muslims? When the other groups say bring in even more, explain to me this.
They don't have to bring people in. The Libyan was a second-generation immigrant. He was recruited here. He went back to Libya.
Well, it's admitted that Scotland Yard and MI5 knew who he was and didn't do anything. So I got you there. So let me ask you. You agree it's a false flag. They're letting the Muslims attack.
Yes. No. I don't agree that they're letting people in. I think... they're recruiting people to do... It's exactly the same as what happened in 7-7. They don't need to...
But why do they stage 7-7? I know Rashida Swat or whatever was MI6. That was confirming by Fox News and the Justice Department and MI6. Why then stage terror attacks if you're bringing in record Muslims? What is the point?
The... people that they're bringing in aren't the ones committing the attacks. The ones committing the attacks are people who were usually born here and recruited.
No, you're right. Why is it usually second generation? Why is it usually second generation they're doing the attacks? At least in England. In Europe, it's different.
Because they're being recruited here it's much easier to recruit people who are here, and the networks, you know, the security services networks know who they are, and they know how to recruit.
What is the reason for it?
The reason for staging terror attacks? They stage a terror attack. Well, in these cases, it's for the reasons that I've just said, as well as, of course, increasing the security clampdown.
Well, no,
I'll
give it to you. May is calling for censoring everybody's internet when it's the government before her that brought all these Muslims in. So either way you slice it, it's being blamed on Free peoples of Europe. I don't care what color you are. If you want freedom, I love you. You're a black guy. You're Hispanic, Asian. You want freedom, I love you. You don't, go to hell. And all I know is I don't want to live in a Muslim country, so don't bring it here. But I hear your points. I appreciate your call. It's a conundrum. It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle. I don't know anymore. All I try to do is tell the truth, and then I'll look at both sides. So I guarantee you tomorrow it'll be, Jones said it didn't happen, or Jones said it did, or, you know, Jones said it's a false flag. I'm here trying to have a real discussion. It's not sound bites. And I'll be honest with you. You make some good points. Because the buck really stops here. I mean, there's nobody telling me what to say. I'm really trying to find the truth here. All I know is all hell's breaking loose, and the elite hate Trump, and he's getting our economy going again. And my gut tells me he's good. So I've learned in my life at 43, go with your gut. My gut says Trump's good. And if he is so evil that my gut is wrong, my gut's never been wrong, then he is the devil. I'll tell you that. I mean, I'll say that. Trump is a new animal because my gut's never wrong, and my gut tells me go with Trump. Mercedes in Oregon. Thanks for joining us today. Go ahead, Mercedes.
Hello, Alex. I'm calling again. I was able to give Owen Schroyer a testimony, but it was really a great event. The reason I'm calling is to give you some truth. From, of course, my point of view, that, you know, you had a guy on, I think Gavin was calling for, like, patriarchy and, oh, patriarchy's back. But I'd like to inform you a little bit about patriarchy being part of the cause of this mental disorder.
I think Gavin McGinnis is trying to be politically incorrect because there's such an attack on men in general. He's saying patriarchy to say, I don't care about your attacks. Obviously, we all came from women, and men are an expression of women. So there's no such thing as patriarchy. There's one species. But I mean, I hear you. Gavin McGinnis, you know, is just being controversial.
But you're saying, why are we laying down to this? Okay, so I want to explain that patriarchy has been paving the road for this. And all forms of abuse.
Ma'am, there is no feminism. There is no patriarchy. We're all connected. We have daughters. We have sons. We have mothers. We have fathers. We're all together. Any division, just like race, is a lie.
Well, I can explain.
The only lie is these fake religions and political programs.
I can also explain race, too. But so Islam and the Muslims are the old patriarchy coming into this country where patriarchy has paved the road. See, you're wondering why this is happening. We have patriarchy light here compared to them. Okay, they're patriarchy old school.
Ma'am, I'm out of time. Call me back tomorrow, and I promise I'll have you on more. Let's get her number if we can, and I'll have her on for like 10 minutes as a guest. When a male toucan flies off and steals some eggs or some fruit and puts it in his beak and flies back to the female, is that patriarchy that he's in control of her in the nest? That's how he survives. The male goes out, and if he has to, he'll starve to death to feed the female to then vomit the food back to the babies. That's just life on this planet, lady. Men go out and die in wars. Men go out and work. Men go into coal mines. So women, hopefully, if you're in a level of success, can sit back in the nest safe with the babies. That's where the life is in the nest. The men are extensions of the human species as worker bees. The whole feminist thing is a giant lie. There is no patriarchy. There is no chauvinism. There is no feminism. There is humanity. I'm out of time. Sorry, the other callers. Back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Spread those links.